John Bercow is 46. He's been Conservative MP for Buckingham since 1997. He's married to a Labour activist who was once a Tory, Sally Ilman, a few years younger than him. And he's got a bit of a background. He was on the very far right of the Conservative Party, was in the Monday Club, and he was chairman of the Federation of Conservative Students around the time they were running Hang Mandela campaigns. And since those youthful indiscretions, quite big indiscretions, he's been moving steadily leftwards. He was a centrist Tory, then very much on the left of the Tory party. And one of those people who every time there's talk of another defector from the Tories to Labour, Bercow's name has been in the frame. So he's got some form.
So how did a relative unknown win against such strong opposition of big names?
He's pitched himself as a clean break with the past, and he's promising all kinds of changes. But in some ways, this was a victory for a kind of machine. He has been wooing Labour MPs for years now. He made it clear quite a while ago that he wanted to be Speaker. And he's worked them very hard. And I think he's managed to persuade enough on the Labour benches, where the majority of his support came in the final runoff, to back him. It was a sort of fairly open field. I did feel if somebody had been particularly dynamic in the run-up to the contest yesterday, they might have come through. But there was nobody of sufficiently high stature who was able to sort of overturn the Bercow bandwagon.
Well, the reception was quite strange in Parliament when he was announced. All the clapping came from the Labour side. And some Tories are saying that they'll vote him out again if they win the next election. I mean, that's not a very good start, is it?
No, I mean, it's a curious thing, and there's a lot of talk at the moment about making Parliament clearer and making it connect with the public more. And I think some people will be a bit mystified as to why the Conservatives are so unhappy that they've got a Conservative as Speaker after two Labour MPs. But they are worried, and I think, in a way, there's a sense of him being on probation as far as the Tories are concerned. David Cameron made a sort of amusing, but I felt slightly ungracious, speech of congratulations when Bercow was elected. And I know that there are a lot of backbenchers very unhappy about his appointment. They basically, the Tory establishment wanted Sir George Young, former Tory cabinet minister, who contested with the runoff with Bercow, but lost in the end quite convincingly by, I think, 51 votes.